Good morning, everyone. I'm here in New York. Todd Zwillick is joining me from Washington, D.C. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John.
So the big news this morning really is, you might say, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is behind enemy lines in Kandahar, southern Afghanistan, the Taliban stronghold. He's there today along with General Stanley McChrystal. On Monday, McChrystal said allied forces have seen success finally in the former Taliban stronghold of Marja.
We have essentially got control of the area now.
McChrystal says the U.S. now has its sights set on Kandahar, Afghanistan's second largest city, and the one which makes Marja look something like a rural hamlet. Here's McChrystal again.
There won't be a D-Day that is climactic. It will be a rising tide of security as it comes.
And it's going to take some time to come. Both McChrystal and Gates in Kandahar are in anticipation of this much larger offensive in southern Afghanistan. And to get more on this, we went to Chris Morris, BBC correspondent in Kabul.
Yeah, this is something which we believe will happen later this year. It's always been the case that we started off with this Operation Mushtarak in and around Marja in Helmand province, but there is a broad swathe of territory in Helmand and then across the provincial border into Kandahar, where the Taliban have traditionally been in control. And it's that huge swathe of territory that NATO wants to take over and then get civilian government functioning. And one of the most symbolic places, probably the most symbolic place in that whole region, is the area in and around Kandahar city. I mean, there's a big NATO base in Kandahar, but the area around is very much the preserve of the Taliban. And that's something General McChrystal has identified as something he wants to change.
Now, I suspect this just completed campaign in Marja, one of its goals would have been to demonstrate to the Taliban that even on a small scale of territory in Helmand province, in Marja, that the Taliban can be removed. Is that message likely to go down well in Kandahar, to have any credibility in Kandahar, a much stronger stronghold of the Taliban, a much bigger place territorially?
That is one of the problems, is that whichever way you look at it, military operations, whether they're by foreign forces or Afghan, are not popular with local people. And you can understand it. It brings enormous disruption and danger. I was down in Marja a few days ago, and there were many, many complaints about military operations, even though NATO commanders insisted and some local elders agreed that troops had tried to be extremely careful about how they carried out those operations. It's a policy they're calling courageous restraint. Now, if you transfer those concerns from a relatively small place like Marja onto a big bustling city and surrounding districts like Kandahar, then those issues and those dangers will be magnified. So I think it's going to be a huge task. That's one of the reasons why Secretary Gates had said there are going to be some very tough days ahead, and it's way too soon to be talking about turning a corner in southern Afghanistan.
Well, then in your view, Chris Morris, is it starting from square one to go from Marja to Kandahar, or maybe a little bit ahead of that?
Well, you know, what's happening at the moment is that American troops, the surge, President Obama's surge, those troops are still arriving in country. We reckon about 6,000 have arrived at the moment. By the end of the summer, perhaps they'll be that's when the full 30,000 extra troops should have arrived. And many of those troops would be needed, I think, if there were to be a major operation about Kandahar, because it will be much bigger in scale and much bigger in the challenges it represents as well. And so I think Kandahar is probably the icing on the cake in terms of the way that McChrystal is planning this operation across these two provinces. But it's also clear that that's a place where there will be casualties. Already this year, American and British casualties and other NATO troops are far higher than they were at this time last year in terms of the number of people killed so far in the calendar year. And sadly, I think we do have to be prepared for the fact that that's going to continue throughout this summer. It's going to be a difficult summer with a lot of fighting. And the way they're doing the fighting means that NATO troops, foreign forces, will be taking casualties.
That was Chris Morris, BBC correspondent in Kabul. Let's bring in Colonel David Lam, who was the chief of staff in the Combined Forces Command in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2005. Colonel Lam, good morning.
Good morning, Todd.
You know, I want to give you the same question I gave to Chris Morris, and I don't know if he really answered it. Is the Marja offensive something that, while it ground out territory, and that's something they're going to have to do in Kandahar as well, ultimately the effectiveness of this entire surge is going to be convincing the Taliban that it's hopeless to resist? Do you think they made any headway on that in Marja?
Well, as the Secretary said, and I would probably add to his remarks, they have cleared militarily, and militarily they hold right now the town of Marja, a town of about 50,000 or so folks. The real test is whether the Afghan government can roll in behind and with the police and with the Afghan army and police, they can now hold and, in fact, bring good governance to Marja. That would be the key. The key is...
So let me just hold you up there. So if there's good governance in Marja, the people in Kandahar will get that message, and all of a sudden that changes the military equation for the troops going forward in the next couple of months.
Well, perhaps, but as was pointed out earlier in the spot here, Kandahar is a completely separate and to draw lessons learned about Marja to Kandahar. Marja's 50,000 folks, rather small hamlet, as was pointed out. Kandahar is a major city of 850,000 people, and it is in fact the holiest of places. It is really the spiritual heart of the Taliban inside Afghanistan.
Can the government project itself as being a custodian of the holy lands of Afghanistan, or is that something that the Taliban owns at this point?
Well, it can over time, but I would say at the present time, the Taliban owns that mantra and has owned it since 1994,
right.
When Mullah Omar, in fact, the holiest site inside Kandahar is in fact a mosque which contains a cloak of the Prophet Muhammad, last seen in 1994 when Mullah Omar actually put it on, a brilliant propaganda move that really wedded the Taliban as the religious keeper inside of Afghanistan.
Well, so again, it's a significant move that Secretary Gates is actually in Kandahar at this moment, setting up for what could be a reversal for the Taliban. But we'll have to see. We might get started for several months at least. Colonel David Lamb, thanks so much. Chief of Staff, former Chief of Staff, Combined Forces Command in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2005. Talking about next steps in Afghanistan. Thank you, Colonel.
You're welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.